WTFC.com today.
No surprise, I guess. The U.S. Census Bureau, while they're counting heads, have now fallen over their budget. Oh, my. Just to get the word out, there has to be a cheaper way to do this, I would think, right? Will we pass health care? I say we, but will we see the passage of health care? Ooh, I hope not. Not in the rickety form it is now. 2,700 pages of the same old, but yet another congressman proclaiming the confidence that we have enough votes to pass the legislation. Gee, we just haven't done it yet. Have no fear. If it does pass and you really want it to pass, you're not going to get what you want for many, many years, at least a good chunk of a decade. In fact, everything wouldn't be put in play until 2017. But the beat goes on. So does the president, as he's looking for health votes in Ohio, and he's gone to Missouri and a bunch of other states as well, and that, I think, will continue. So we're going to talk about health care a little bit this hour, as always, here on America Tonight. Hope you're safe, dry, and warm wherever you are. I'm on the East Coast, and that's when I say dry. Boy, some wet weather. It's been days of rain pounding the East, particularly bad in Boston, sandbagging a lot of areas, and also in parts of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, people without power. It's a continuation of how we started our last show, saying, you know, Mother Nature, it's what happens. But because of the scare over the flooding in some of these low-lying areas, for example, the governor in New Jersey was declaring a state of emergency to kind of hedge his bet after seeing all the power outages and whatnot. And it's tough. As I said the last time around, you got all these down lines. You only have so many people. You have only so many people that can work on trees, and you have only so many power people around the clock that can get there. But it doesn't help the people inside who need the power back on. They need to survive. They need things to roll. And in some cases, because the weather is kind of chilly, they're also people are also suffering there, so it's pretty nasty, and it's nasty with flights. There have been massive delays in the Northeast. Some of that should clear up in the next day, because Tuesday it's clear skies, supposed to be sunny up and down, you know, everywhere from Maine all the way down through Boston and New York and New Jersey. Perfect in time for the St. Patrick's Day parade, as I am broadcasting live from New Jersey right now, and I will be actually up in New York for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. I'm really, really super, super excited about that. It's been a very, very long time since I've been able to go back and actually partake in that and see the city, and it's all for an exciting seminar. How many of you have gone to seminars? I know everyone listening, at some point in your life, you were forced to go to a seminar. This isn't a forced situation. This should actually be rather interesting, and it gives me a chance to come back east and get a different perspective out of the satellite office. I bet there's a lot of people that would like a different perspective when it comes to what's happening with Toyota. And I can tell that there is some frustration out there. Why can I tell? Because I went through all of my emails and I found that 70% of what I've received from you, 70% has to do with the runaway Prius or your own particular brand of Toyota, or whether or not we should buy American. So we'll jump to that as well. And, you know, there was Jihad Jane from Pennsylvania. Now there's Jihad Jamie connected to this woman in Pennsylvania. Her mother was just astonished, and we're going to let you hear what her mother had to say. She did an interview on cable that I happened to catch, and we'll let you hear again what mom had to say about her daughter, how stunned she was by it all. But right here at the get-go, our leadoff man, the ever-loyal Slammin' Sammy in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You always sound like you're good.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day, bad day thing.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, before you get into it, I'm going to tell you this.
What?
I had a good friend that said to me one time, and it always stuck with me, every day above ground, my friend, is a good day for all of us.
For sure, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. This afternoon, we went to the American consulate. Because I told you what happened at the border on Saturday.
Right.
Okay, we spoke to an officer, and as we're speaking to the officer, the consul general was walking by, and he said, "Excuse me, could you repeat this, please?" We told him what happened. We gave him gave him both names of both the male and female border guards and their badge numbers, and I said, "With all due respect, consul general, he goes, "Yes, is this under Homeland Security?" He goes, "Technically, it is." I went, okay, what would happen? Well, if there's been reports on them, they could be fired. If not, letters of reprimand put in their file and probation. Okay, so worst case scenario is they could be on the unemployment line. He goes, So the person went, yes. So then, you know, we had to fill out forms and all this, and they'd be in contact. Now, we got connected with the top honcho about what Julie's worried about, and maybe me just a bit, is he might bury it under the table, but at the same time, he's thinking, okay, this is Homeland Security. He might call people in Washington, and things might happen, so they'll be in contact with us.
Well, that's good. So that means just overhearing something actually helped you out. Hey, I've got to ask you something else, too, and keep us in the loop with what happens there, if anything. We're up against it, but just a quick reaction to this. A new report comes out, and we talk about Israel all the time. You have a nephew who's a rabbi there. I have a friend that lives there. And they're saying that Israel-U.S. ties are the worst in 35 years. They had a top envoy to the U.S., said his name's Michael Oren. He's the Israel's ambassador to the U.S. He was on a conference call of the consul generals, and he said it's the worst he's ever seen it over this whole East Jerusalem territory thing, the dispute over that, the new construction. So the United States has asked Israel to do something significant to show that it's serious about having a negotiation with the Palestinians. Do you think they will do that? Do you think they'll have any kind of a negotiation for real?
Okay, I'll tell you a quick story. My first trip to Israel, I asked a gentleman, this is, almost 30 years ago, "You think there'll ever be peace?" He goes, "Not in my lifetime." Someone asked me that question, too, and I said, "Not in my lifetime." You know what? It'll never happen because, BB is, I guess you could call him sort of, just a bit right of center. But then even if he gives up 1 millimeter of land, you'll have right-wing Israelis who said you gave up too much, and you'll have left-wing Israelis who said you didn't give up enough. Sorry, there'll never be peace as long as I'm alive. You know what I'm saying. And one other thing, I don't know if you heard about Alex Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
Why do you think it's a joke?
Because if you remember what happened recently, a Montreal Canadian player did the same thing. He got 4 games.
Right. Because you're talking about a suspension, too, by the way, for people listening.
Right. That's why I said it's a joke.
Yeah.
Because if it would have been me playing in that league, I would have got maybe, who knows, 5-6 games because it's Alex Ovechkin. Sorry, the next time Chicago plays Washington, Ovechkin better be sick, if not.
All right, a hot sports opinion from Sammy. More to come, odds and ends.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 19, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:23:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11:53.72, 5.76.86 for a half ounce, or 2.88.43 for the quarter ounce. That's 11:53.72, 5.76.86, and 2.88.43.
On June 4, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Counts has to do with numbers. Boy, there are a lot of interesting things to talk about in that segment. You'll like it. Speaking of numbers, we're looking for numbers on our next show, third hour, Nail the Score. I know we haven't given you a big heads up time on this, so I just want to make sure everybody knows. Nail the Score. It's going to be college hoops. We'll pick two games, a Thursday game or a Friday game. You can pick whichever one you want and tell us what you think the final score will be, and perhaps you will, and we'll see. Then we'll let the computer pick it. We'll see what comes of this. Maybe somebody will be able to nail it. I will tell you this. Of the years that I've done Nail the Score with Pro Football, and boy, we had a lot of fun with that this year. Thank you for, again, to everybody who called and just jammed up the phone lines and sent in emails. But I only have ever had one winner in America tonight. You know what? It was through college hoops. So maybe somebody will get lucky and find themselves in the same position where you can claim that you nailed the score. You have massive bragging rights if you can do that. It's tough to do. And the weird thing about Nail the Score is here we had Andrew in the studios be the one guy, not even a sports enthusiast, which doesn't matter if you, I always say this, doesn't matter if you like sports, no sports, because it's like playing bingo or the lottery. You're just basically numbers is what you're looking for there. But he nails the score. He's filling in and he nails the score. Matt, isn't that the craziest thing?
So it always happens.
I mean, it's like somebody who bellies up to a massive card game. They have barely any idea how to play like Texas Hold'em, and they just, the river card, whatever it is, they ante up, you know, they increase the pot, and they walk away with the most money.
It's the beginner's luck.
It is. Beginner's luck, and he nailed it. And that was shocking, because nobody ever did that. Nobody has ever nailed the score.
That's why, even if you didn't participate before, you should call in tomorrow night.
That's right, because you could be the one to nail the score. I think that we've pounded that into the ground enough now. Everybody gets it, right? And by the way, I wanted to clean this up from Sam in case... I hate that when you hear something, you have no idea what someone's talking about. Alex Ovechkin, he was mentioning the two-time MVP was suspended on Monday for the Capitals' next couple of games because of a reckless hit. What happened was he drove a Chicago player into the boards from behind, this is hockey, in a game and got a major penalty in a game misconduct. But, you know, and he leads the league, the NHL, in points with 96, so he was kicked out of the game, and he ended up with this reckless hit just getting nailed for a couple of games. So Sam's comment was that it wasn't fair that he should have received a harsher amount in that sentence, in that suspension. You know, I'm thinking crime. He should have been nailed for more. I mean, he is a repeat offender. He's one of the bad boys on the ice. I mean, so far, I guess, in the number of games in the season and the things that he's been suspended for already, he's going to forfeit $232,000 in salary. Wow. That's when, you know, so I've got some more money, got to hand over some more money. That's when you know somebody's making big bucks when they don't even care about that. You know, that's like $10 to you and me for on his side of things. All right, so I told you about Jihad Jane. Remember, she was trying to get in touch with some people in Ireland, and the whole idea was to kill the cartoonist who was ripping on the prophet Muhammad. So now there's a new buzz nickname out there, sadly, and this time it's Jihad Jamie. And Jihad Jamie has a six-year-old son. So a local TV station somehow tracked down the mother of Jihad Jamie, as her nickname now has become, this other woman connected and might have been part of that plot to kill the cartoonist. And the mother was as surprised as anybody that her daughter is involved in this, that just saying that her daughter was lonely, and this is perhaps, you know, what happened. But specifically, here's what she said.
We were standing outside, and he was hanging onto my leg and, you know, crying and saying, Grandmama, I want to stay with you. I don't want to go with Mommy. You know, I want to stay with you. And she pulled him off of me and put him in the car, and I could still hear him in the car saying, Grandmama, I want to be with you. She just, you know, decided to do this. It wasn't anything that I did. But, you know, it's kind of hard to accept that I'm a mother of a terrorist now.
Imagine, a mother of a terrorist. And this girl, her real name, she's 31-year-old Jamie Pauline Ramirez, and she adopted, apparently, these radical Islamic viewpoints before she left her house in Colorado last September for Ireland, where she hooked up with a small group of radical Islamists who were planning to assassinate that Swedish cartoonist that I mentioned. And now here she is. She's in a cell. And her mother went on to say she's just an insecure person. She had no idea what she was getting herself into. She was a nursing student. I just don't get this. And the idea, perhaps, it wasn't so much financially motivated, although they would have, if they had pulled off the assassination, they would have gotten $100,000 because there was a bounty on his head. So they would have received that amount of money. In the meantime, she has that link to the other jihadist woman, Colleen LaRose, who was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists in a conspiracy to kill in a foreign country. So they are connected, and they were connected through the internet, by the way. Ew. How much more of this nonsense is going on out there? I mean, you're lonely. I can think of a lot of things that you can do if you're a lonely woman besides become somebody connected to Islamic terrorists. Don in Wyoming. Hello, my friend.
Hey, kid. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging there. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How about you?
Yeah, so. Hey, I don't know about all this jihad, Jane, or whatever, but I say we put him in a cage with Demi Moore, you know, G.I. Jane.
And let her go at him.
see who kicks his butt, right? So.
Yeah, they should have their butts kicked, though. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, I saw the Green Zone.
All right, so how would you rate it? It only raked in $14
million. It shouldn't have even made that.
Ooh, it was that's unusual. You don't trash a lot of movies. It just wasn't good?
Well, it's just, you know, it's just liberal crap about how all the intel was falsified and made up, you know, for WMDs and, you know, and we're in Iraq and we weren't supposed to be there, et cetera. And, you know, like the administration made up the intel, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I think 95 out of the 100 U.S. senators voted to go to war. So, you know, you can't turn around 8 years later and, you know, say, oh, or 7 years later and say, oh, no, it was all, you know. And the sad part is, you know, unfortunately, Kate, so many people believe what they listen to on the radio, believe it, you know, the television, you know, what they see in movies, and, you know, some people go watch this movie and they'll come away with the opinion like, yeah, they had the jack of clubs. And you know what, by the way, I still have that deck of cards. You think it'll be, ask Carrie sometime for me, Kate, if that deck of cards is going to be worth some money down the road.
The deck of cards with all of, who was all on the cards?
Oh, the bad guys, you know, Saddam, you know, the Ace of Spades. You know,
is Osama bin Laden on the cards?
No, it was just the 52 most wanted Iraqi leaders or whatever.
Oh, that's right. I'll ask him that next week when he comes on.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out, you know, if down the road that might be worth. You know, I saw it the other day. I was just like, holy cow, I've got these things, you know. And I assume they got all of them. Last thing, I guess they're going to keep trying to ramrod this healthcare thing through. Is that right?
Yeah, Don, as we let you fly, I'm telling you, it's if we looked at healthcare, I said this before, you have to figure how long it's going to take for it to even kick in. If it does kick in, we're talking about this 2,700-plus page bill. If it passes, it's just the beginning of things to come. And the deadline supposedly now is the end of the week. Do they have the votes? We'll talk about it next.
Sometimes a title tells it all, and sometimes some good advice helps you sell it all. That's why you need to listen to Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul on WebTalkRadio.net. Get smart information about hot topics like short sales, foreclosures, beefing up credit scores, finding bargains, and borrowing your way to wealth from a host who's done it all. Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul on WebTalkRadio.net. Start buying and selling today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to plantskid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Share your dollars or not. Healthcare reform, boy, we have been talking about this. As somebody said when we did a mailbag segment, boy, it just seems like I'm so tired of hearing about this. But this, my friends, affects every single one of us, so we would be remiss to ignore it. And every day we hear about a different deadline of it's good by the end of the week, and geez, you know, then we're going to do it before this holiday or that holiday. The bottom line is, right now, the way things sit, the main deal is this really the make or break week? And ultimately, none of this, for people who think, wow, no, I mean, okay, this is going to be better, it's going to be cheaper, if everything in these... Yeah, there's some stuff, the people who like it, there's some stuff in this I don't like, but gosh, if it goes through, it'll be great, and, you know, next year it'll be easier for me. Uh-oh. It's not 2011. I mean, by the time any of this would kick in, the way it sits, you're talking 20, like I was looking at this the other day. I was asking somebody about the exchanges to explain it to me a little bit better. You know, how could this really work? Well, health insurance companies would have all kinds of federal regulations they'd have to deal with, and they'd have a a bigger scrutiny on what their bottom line is, which they don't have any now. I mean, there's not a lot of it now, let's face it. And the fixed percentage of income from a lot of those premiums that we all have would go to medical care. Otherwise, they would have to give rebates to us. They'd have to give us rebates. And the share is 85% for a large group plan and 80% for plans that would be smaller on the individual side. So one of the central things that we've talked about as far as health care is concerned wouldn't even kick in until 2014, the exchanges. You know, that, okay, there'd be these health care exchanges that you could use, and then insurers wouldn't be able to turn away people with medical problems or charge them more. On paper, there are some things that sound good, but when you really flush them out on a timeline and what they really will cost, it doesn't add up. It's not taking care of some of the primary problems. In my opinion, I think a lot of you hold the same opinion, and even some of our politicians hold that opinion. The ones who aren't worried about their seats, I guess. Here's what the president said earlier in the day. He is stumping for this thing big time. He was out in Ohio, and here's a little slice of what he said.
I'm here because of the countless others who've been forced to face the most terrifying challenges in their lives with the added burden of medical bills they can't pay. I don't think that's right. Neither do you. That's why we need health insurance right now. Health insurance reform right now. I am here because that is not the America I believe in. I believe it's time to give you, the American people, more control over your own health insurance. Within the first year of signing health care reform, thousands of uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions will be able to purchase health insurance for the first time in their lives or the first time since they got sick. This year, insurance companies will be banned forever from denying coverage to children with pre-existing conditions, so parents can have a little bit of security. This year, under this legislation, insurance companies will be banned from dropping your coverage when you get sick. Those practices would end. With this reform package, all new insurance plans would be required to offer free preventive care to their customers starting this year. So free checkups to catch preventable diseases on the front end. That's a smart thing to do.
All right, so again, that was just a little peek into some of the main things. Most of us agree about the pre-existing conditions, and there are some things that could be done. I say this over and over again, and I'm starting to sound like the people I can't stand when they sound like a broken record. But for the record, erase the state lines as far as insurance is concerned, create that competition, and right there you could just, it wouldn't take that much to enact that, have that happen, and I think people could find themselves shopping for much cheaper policies that they'd be happier with, that they could afford, depending on, you know, what it is that you have to pay, what you can afford to pay. So there are things that could be done, and yes, we all agree there are things that could be tweaked in I think, in health care, but some of the crazy things that have been proposed that are just nonsense spin that can't happen, and that aren't going to happen for the costs that are being proposed. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I don't know if you have read the Washington Post, but the Senate is going to try and pass this health care bill without a vote.
I know.
By the self-executing rule.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's start talking a violation of the Constitution again. But it's also an act of treason. I looked it up because I did go to law school, and I can still look up the laws. And I'm like, okay. Number one, what is happening is a lot of perjury, because they have to sign those legal documents, the government forms, that makes it perjury. There's a whole lot of lies in there. I was able to get my hands on part of that 2,700-page mess, and I started reading through it, and I thought, my God, help us all if they pass this.
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
It is so full of lies and the most convoluted language.
Right, that they can't even understand.
Well, that's why it's written that way, because
exactly.
They don't want anybody. But think about, I mean, 1 year into office, that all this man has done, and by the way, I was about ready to toss my cookies listening to him on that little blip he played. I thought, oh, please. But for 1 year, he has just hammered on this, and people need to ask why. With the state of this union and the rest of the world, he just, it's like beating a dead horse, but there has to be another reason besides passing health care. It's really another step, because it will make it so much easier to pass a restriction on the airwaves, which he's already tried, and people balk. But, I mean, like GM, it's now called Government Motors. It's going to be government insurance. It's going to be if America does not wake up, and I'm including Democrats, this should not be a party issue. I've said that before.
Right,
this
I agree.
It's not a party issue. This is American citizens against a Marxist regime, in my opinion. And by the way, I want to tell you, you have the nicest young chap that answer the telephone.
We like Matt, yes. He is a great gatekeeper. He's wonderful. He's a technical wizard, too. He does a great job. I'm glad that you picked that up. Izzy, thanks for your thoughts. I agree. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I'm from that Tom Jefferson school. Smaller government is better. A government that works in our favor, that works with us, is what we want. You know, you just go back, do yourself a favor. You look at the Declaration of Independence. What was behind the Declaration of Independence? Yes, representation, but we the people. It is we the people, after all. That's who we elect to represent us. And sometimes I think she's right. People forget. And it's not a party thing. I agree. I don't think it's a party thing. You can make it into a party thing and just go along to get along. But it shouldn't be about that. I mean, this is about the erosion of what could be rights. And I hate to see us go down this path, because a lot of what's in those pages is absolutely nonsense. It won't happen. It won't happen that way. And there is no backup. Somebody suggested this, and I can't think of who it was, but it was a terrific suggestion, and I agreed with it. Okay, if you're going to say it's going to cost this much, okay, don't worry. Premiums aren't going to go up. This isn't going to happen, because this is what the money is. This is how much money. Then they need to back that up. Okay, so then, if it turns out that it costs a gazillion dollars more, that doesn't go on to our deficit. We don't eat that. We, the taxpayers, you have to eat it. So you've got to figure out a way to cover your calls, as they say. If that's the way you want to go, you got to cover it. And it's, I'm telling you, I don't believe in probably 70% of what's on in those documents. There are some things that we agree on. There are some things we've talked about, but so much of it is so convoluted, and it is on purpose. It is on purpose. We've had people on to talk about that. We've had people on who have gone through the whole thing, and it's too bad. I'd say re-rack, make some serious hard deadlines, and come up with a better plan. I mean, there is a plan to be had, but it's a matter of brainstorming the right way. Get more docs involved. Get more people involved in actually putting this together and write it in the form that's understandable to the American people. I mean, hey, we know that there's legalese and there's things that are worded a certain way on purpose, but there are ways to simplify. I'm not saying to suggest that, you know, somebody said, well, why can't we just have it on two sheets of paper? Well, that's silly. It's not about the amount of papers, you know, over 2,000 is too much. But it's not so much about that. It's about cutting through the crap and telling us, spelling out exactly what you mean. No spin, no re-election rhetoric. Just here's what this is. Here's what this is intended to do. What we intend to do next on America Tonight, we can count.
Hey! Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sometimes a title tells it all, and sometimes some good advice helps you sell it all. That's why you need to listen to Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul on WebTalkRadio.net. Get smart information about hot topics like short sales, foreclosures, beefing up credit scores, finding bargains, and borrowing your way to wealth from a host who's done it all. Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul on WebTalkRadio.net. Start buying and selling today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of We Can Count here in America tonight. How about this? Check it out. Sony has reached a deal with Michael Jackson's estate. Boy, in death, he is turning out to be a money machine for the people related to him. He could be worth as much as $250 million. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. What's happening is in the upcoming months, he's getting all these things like this recording contract, and it's going to be one of the most lucrative contracts ever signed. It guarantees the estate at least $200 million and involves 10 albums over 7 years. So the deal will combine a mix of some unreleased songs and new packages of familiar ones, you know, the usual hits. Sony, by the way, has sold 31 million of Jackson's albums worldwide since his death on June 25th, 2009. The advances Sony will pay are going to be offset by sales of albums and all the money, all the big-time money generated by licensing Jackson's music. So he has become big bucks for the people at Sony and for the people involved in the estate, no doubt about that. We go from Michael Jackson to this story about 911 calls in New York City. New York City got 65,000 of those calls during a 24-hour period of weekend storms, brutal storms, second highest ever. As I mentioned, I'm back east and went through the middle of this mess. It's just been pure rain, and there's some flooding in a lot of places, and that's what was happening. People were stuck, and they were reporting floods and power outages. You know, that if they compared this, the utility crews are trying to do whatever they can, but in New Jersey, for example, about 100,000 people didn't have service even on Monday. At the peak time of the storms, 235,000 people didn't have any power. Boy, that is the worst feeling, isn't it? It just shows you how dependent we are on energy. In Connecticut, a lot of people who are listening to me there in Connecticut, a bunch of schools were closed. Two utility companies say that about 57,000 customers were still without power. Long Island, upstate New York, same thing. Tuesday, it's supposed to be sunny, and the highs are supposed to be in the 50s, so that's great news for people who have been just slammed by this storm, and it's all over the Northeast, including Boston. But how about that? 65,000 calls in a 24-hour period. Boy, that'd be a crazy shift, wouldn't it? Hey, honey, how was your shift? Was it relatively quiet tonight? Let's put it this way. I never got off the phone. You think at that point, even with the headsets, I guess you could call it cauliflower ear. That's what you used to call it when you were on the phone the whole time. And I would say that there was probably some of that going around. Erin Andrews, do you know the name? If you watch any college football, she's a sideline reporter who was stalked when she was staying at a hotel in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple of years ago. The peephole was altered with a hacksaw, is what they believe, and this guy took photographs of her nude and was all over the internet. He posted like 10 different videos, but he got nailed. He tried to sell his stuff to TMZ. Now, 49-year-old Michael David Barrett had to plead guilty to a federal stalking charge. So now he's been sentenced. He was sentenced to 2.5 years. That's where We Can Count comes in. 2.5 years. So she says she's happy about it, happy that he'll be away from anyone he could harm for the next 30 months. He apologized for what he did, and he has deep regret, he said, for the conduct that caused her so much pain. Baloney. He wanted to make a buck on it, and that's why he contacted the celebrity website, hoping he was going to get money for her, all those videos that he was floating around that just can never, ever go away, and that's the problem. The humiliation doesn't go away. It's out there for everybody to see, and that was her point. Her point was that it was such an incredible violation of privacy, but one that she couldn't completely ever feel secure from and feel like that she had gotten away from. And the reason for that is because, as we all know, once it's out there, and people start to download it. You can't take it back. It's not like the old days, as I've said before, when you have pictures or even negatives that are destroyed. Here's a crazy, crazy We Can Count. See if this makes any sense to anybody listening to America tonight. Why, oh why, in this age of everybody worrying about having a heart attack and obesity and all of us struggling to keep weight down, you got this obese mother in the U.S. who's trying to put weight on. And why? Because she wants to become the world's fattest woman. I just can't even imagine this. Her name is Donna Simpson. She's from New Jersey, and she has her heart set on reaching a goal of going all the way up to 1,000 pounds, her goal weight of 1,000 pounds. That's what she's hoping. She's 42 years old. She already holds the title of the world's fattest mother after giving birth to her daughter in 2007. There she weighed 241 pounds. That's not, boy, she's got a long way to go if that's the case. To put the weight on, they say she needs to eat 12,000 calories a day, which is, that's an incredible amount. That is 6 times the recommended intake for women. Her weekly grocery bill is $815. So she makes money by running a website where men pay to watch her consume food. I'm not making this up. This is unbelievable. Matt, this story is sickening. I don't get it. I'm just lost on this one. Is it a fame bug? Is it a weird thing of... I don't get it. Is it a food issue? I don't know.
It's a definitely a weird way to go about trying to get your 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, it is, and it's a dangerous thing. 1,000 pounds? You know, then you have to take that off? Are you kidding me?
I don't know if she's planning on doing that.
I mean, she couldn't... You can't move around. You ever see those things where they talk about people who they had to pull out and bury them in piano cases and all this crazy stuff?
The one thing I don't get about the story is that she's financing her grocery bills, you know, with the people, with guys supposedly paying to watch her eat fast food online.
Yeah, I don't get
that
either. How
is that appealing to anyone?
Not.
I don't know. That's not my bag.
Yeah, it's certainly not my bag either. $815 a week. Whew. Whoa. All right, this is going to make you go, whoa, too. I just happened to come across this a little bit earlier. You know, we're all up in arms when it comes to the government spending and how crazy in debt we are and the debt that our children are going to inherit and their children and on it goes. But how about this? The State Department is spending $5.4 million on fine crystal stemware for American embassies. Yeah. So the contract was handed out to a Washington, D.C. interior designer. What they do is they subcontract the crystal work to a Swedish firm. So that means the U.S. companies don't get the work either. And the contract, I mean, there wasn't even a bid on this thing, I guess. They outfit embassies and ambassadors' homes with the fancy crystal for functions. So it's a no-bid contract. The crystal is custom-crafted. It includes the seal of the United States, but the Swedes do all the manufacturing. So Americans don't even make the money in that sense, but we pay $5.4 million for crystal stemware for the embassies. Please raise your hand if you think this is necessary. I mean, it's ridiculous.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. What are you kidding me is right. We're looking for money every place we can find it, in budgets and whatnot, and you've got money going out to pay for that? I'm going to say foul big time. Whose crazy idea was that? And supposedly, the person who got the contract is acquainted with the Clintons. Yeah. That's not a good move by that State Department because, of course, who's part of the State Department? First name begins with an H, last name ends in a C. I think you can figure it out. Despite everything that we talk about on this show, man, I love this country, and I say it all the time. You can be whatever you want to be still. We're holding on to those freedoms, so reach out and grab that brass ring.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.